Yeah, unfortunately, it's over 90 minutes the game, and as you say, we played very well in the first half and caused them a lot of problems. And they've come out in the second half a different team, they've changed their shape, and full credit to Exeter. I think they've been very, very good in the second half. I think at times we couldn't get near them. I probably thought a draw was a fair result, but it's not meant to be, and they've managed to snick it at the end.
Yeah, you really couldn't get going in the second period. I could see yourself, and particularly Warren Hackett, trying to encourage the back four to push up. They just were very deep.
We were deep, yeah. We didn't think any of them would run us in behind. And, we just sat deeper and deeper and deeper. And, when you do that, you're asking for a little bit of trouble, especially when you're only 1-0 up. The other team have got a lifeline. They're still in the game, and they were. Bitterly disappointed. But we have to learn from this. We've been in, we've played well at times this year. So far this season, should I say, and not got any points, which has happened tonight, and we've played not so well and picked up points, and this game never ceases to amaze me. But we have to dust ourselves down, and we have to pick ourselves up, and we have to go again.
Yeah, 1-1 with just a few minutes to go, you could almost feel that second extra goal coming.
Yeah, sometimes we've caused our own problems. Should have cleared it. There's been a flick on and it's gone wide, and we've not set quickly enough, and they've got it wide and crossed it, and they've got men in the box. But you could just feel it coming. I could feel it coming, and they changed their shape, then we changed our shape, then they changed back, and then we changed back, and it was quite a tactical game. But that's what Tiz is like. He he keeps you guessing, and I actually enjoy playing against these teams because it's never straightforward, and he's come up and he's got it right tonight, and we haven't.